You are listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Tyler, and on tonight's episode, we're going to be shining a big, bright spotlight on a band called Dark Throne. Dark Throne are an extreme metal band from Kolbotn, Norway, formed in 1986 under the name Black Death. The band consists of two members, them being Gylv Fenriz Nagel and Ted Nocturnal Culto Skellum. Pseudonyms are certainly popular in black metal, and I was just hoping to shine a light on how this band's sound has progressed and changed so many times through the years, because it's honestly really interesting. The first album that we're going to play off of is like a straight up death metal album. And from there, they just went in like three or four different more directions like over the years. And I really find it refreshing that they are not afraid to try new things. We're going to start off with the old death metal stuff though. From their 1991 album, Soulside Journey, we have Cromlech. After that, from their 1992 album, Blaze in the Northern Sky, we have Catharian Life Code. This is like one of the most influential black metal albums ever. And Blaze in the Northern Sky, followed by Under a Funeral Moon, and then Transylvanian Hunger. Like, people like hold those three albums in such high regard because they're like so influential. However, like, the only one that I think is good is Blaze in the Northern Sky. That might honestly be a blasphemous statement that I just made to some people. Like, I really just don't get the appeal of Under a Funeral Moon and Transylvanian Hunger. It's just like blast beats for like 6 minutes, some screaming, and I don't know. It's just really not for me. Blaze has interesting song structures and crazy solos, and that's why I think it's better. But after that, we have Triumphant Gleam from their 1995 album, Panzerfaust. This is another black metal one, and I always thought the vocals were weird on this one, but the music and instrumentation is like top notch, so I enjoy it more than the ones I just complained about for sure. You're listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM.
Prophecy is true. Oh.
Listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM. If you're just tuning in on tonight's episode, we're checking out some Dark Throne tracks. You just heard Cromlech from their 1991 album Soulside Journey, Catharian Life Code from 1992's Blaze in the Northern Sky, and Triumphant Gleam from their 1995 album Panzerfaust. Dark Throne were a black metal band between like 1992 and 2004, I would say, and after that they went in this like kind of crust punk direction with like black metal vocals still kind of in the mix a little bit in the earlier ones. I understand that this stuff is like not well received by everybody. I think it's fun. It doesn't take itself too seriously or anything, and I think a lot of these songs are like fairly catchy. We're gonna play Whiskey Funeral from their 2006 album The Cult Is Alive, The Winds They Called the Dungeon Shaker from their 2008 album Dark Thrones and Black Flags, and Circle the Wagons from a 2010 album of the same name. That song has a lot of sentimental value because I played that in front of my 8th grade class for some music project, and it was all downhill from there. Just kidding, but that's a fond memory. You are listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM.
Fucking forced to sleep.
Listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM. You just heard Dark Throne with Whiskey Funeral, The Winds They Called the Dungeon Shaker, and Circle the Wagons. Now we're going to take a look at the post 2010 Dark Throne albums here. First up, we have Valkyrie from the album The Underground Resistance, released in 2013. I think this is one of the strongest albums they've ever released. It's just like a lot of fun and just super high energy speed metal. Fenriz sounds like he's having the time of his life singing on this one, because I know he has a playlist on Spotify that's pretty much 95% speed metal, and it's like over 200 hours long. It's a good one to throw on shuffle for sure. After that, we're gonna play Burial Bliss from the 2017 album Arctic Thunder. And after that, from their 2021 album Eternal Hails, we have the track Hate Cloak. I find that a lot of the albums post-Underground Resistance have been slacking. They're kind of slacking, I would say. Maybe it's because I like that one so much, but I just don't find a lot of the ones after it to be super interesting. Like, they're okay, but they should go back to the speed metal thing. Maybe I'm biased towards speed metal, but, you know, it is what it is. You are listening to Precious Metals, the gold standard of underground radio on 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UM FM. I'm your host Tyler, and you just heard Valkyrie, Burial Bliss, and Hate Cloak, all performed by Darkthrone. We've got time for one more track, so we're going to play I Muffle Your Inner Choir off their 2019 album Old Star. From this track, you're going to see that in 2017 and 2019, they kind of went in that more black metal direction again. Just to count how many sounds that's been over the years, it's death metal, black metal, punk. We're just going to put like all the punk sounds under one umbrella, I guess. Speed metal. And then are we going to count this black metal as like another sound again? And you know what? The last one kind of goes in almost a doom direction. Props to Darkthrone for keeping it so varied over the years. Definitely a band you should check out. I'm not going to say listen to all their albums, but I think there's at least there's a Darkthrone album for everybody. And we'll leave it at that. 101.5 UM FM broadcasts from Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabe, Nehiyawak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation. As always, I'd like to thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you've liked some of the tracks I played, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Have a good night.